Thank you, delegates. Please turn your attention now to our next agenda item, number 5, draft standards and related text at step 8 of the procedure. Secretary will announce... Did we miss one item? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, delegates, we missed the last item on this section, which is the proposed inclusion of an information footnote. I will turn the microphone to the secretary. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much. Yes, sorry for that. That was also an item coming directly out of the CCGP. Doing some housekeeping, basically, because in the fourth paragraph of the statements of principle concerning the role of science and decision-making process, in the Codex decision-making process, and the extent to which other factors are taken into account, references made to acceptance, and there it is proposed to add a footnote indicating that the acceptance procedure was abolished in 2005. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, on the last, I'm sure the last item in this agenda item, are there any comments, please? Czech Republic.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Distinguished delegates, would like to speak on behalf of the European Community and its member states to this subject matter. The member states of the European Community are not in favor of adoption of the proposed amendment to the procedural manual because the term acceptance in the statements of principles in fact doesn't refer to the acceptance procedure, and adding the proposed footnote would therefore be misleading. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other comments? United States of America?
Thank you, Chair. We would like to support the comments of the European community.
Thank you, madam. Are there any other comments? New Zealand, please.
Briefly, we are also the same view as the U.S. and the Europeans. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other comments? Norway, please.
Thank you. We are also of the same opinion. We will not support this inclusion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Norway. It would appear that there is no general lack of support. I'm not hearing voices in support, a lack of support for this proposal, so it will not be accepted. Thank you very much. I believe have we now... Chile, please.
No, no es para oponerme ni apoyar. Solamente no entiendo cómo llegó hasta acá, cuando los principales participantes dentro de los comités lo han propuesto. La verdad es que a lo mejor no debe haber ni siquiera llegado aquí. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Chile. I confess I'm not prepared to resolve that mystery for you. it's complicated here in Codex. We do our best. But I take it, I will understand that the commission is in agreement with my ruling, and then we have completed the work on this agenda item, I assume. I see no startled looks from my companions here at the head table, so we will proceed then with the next item, draft item 5, draft standards and related text at step 8, and 5.8. We will begin one of this item, standards and related text submitted for adoption at step 8, at step 5 of the accelerated procedure, and at step 5.8. We'll begin with the Coordinating Committee for Asia, draft regional standard for Gochujang. I note for the serious consideration of the commission that the executive discussed this item and recommended adoption. Comments, please. And Japan, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. Our comments is related both to standard for gochujang and fermented soybean paste as well. Japan already submitted a written comment, but we would like to replace our comments about the definition of the product, which will be shown in 2.1D of the draft standard. The current text, the current draft text is, I read, processed by heat, comma, in an appropriate manner before or after being hermetically sealed in a container, comma, so as to prevent spoilage. This is the current text. And we would like to make a proposal to amend slightly. I read the new text, new proposed text. Processed by heat or other appropriate means, comma, before or after being hermetically sealed in a container, comma, so as to prevent spoilage. The reason of that change is that we realized that the products can be prevented from spoilage by some means, such as an adding adequate preservative instead of heating.
Japan, please come to conclusion. You're past your 2 minutes.
That's why Japan proposes to replace the proposal, which was already submitted as a written comment, so that these products without heating are included in the definition. And we believe that this definition can be applied for both gochujang and fermented soybean paste. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
Thank you, Japan. Your comment reminds me of another note I would like to make, and that is that, as especially in this case, Japan submitted its comments well in time. Congratulate you for that. Delegates have had the opportunity to read comments, and it's important for us to, when comments have been submitted in written form and delegations intervene, please briefly summarize your comments. Delegations have read your comments, so briefly summarize and assume that your comments have been read by your colleagues. Thank you, Japan. Is this a proposal that we can accept? I see a comment. The flag of, I'm sorry, sir, please, again, and hold it up horizontally. Republic of Korea, please. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Republic of Korean delegation fully supports the comments made by Japanese delegation because this is a small correction and we don't think it should always be heating to prevent this product from the spoilage. In addition, our delegation would like the small editorial revision. As suggested in Lean Document 3, made by Korea, Republic of Korea also. Thank you.
Thank you, Korea. The Executive Committee also looked at that matter, and I believe we agreed that we could adopt with the amendment. Are there any other comments? Thailand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thailand supports the adoption of this draft standard at step 8 with minor amendment proposed by Japan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Thailand. I see the flag of Vietnam. Vietnam, please.
At step 8, at that regional standard for the Gochion, with the small changes suggested by Japan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vietnam. If there are no comments in opposition, and I see no flags, we can adopt gochujang. We had not yet raised ginseng, but we'll make these changes. And then move to ginseng. Are there any comments? Please don't repeat comments already made. Comments, please. Including the editorial comment from Japan, as I mentioned. I would also note for your attention that the Executive Committee recommended adoption. Also with respect to the amendments suggested by Korea, as we've discussed. Are there any comments? I see no flags. That standard is adopted. Next, the draft regional standard for fermented soybean paste. Any comments, please? I see no comments. That standard is adopted. Let's move next to the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods. The proposed draft revision to the preamble of the General Standard for Contaminants and Toxins in Foods. I note that the Executive Committee also recommended adoption of this item. This is an item that has moved very quickly through the step procedure. And it was thoroughly discussed by the committee in previous meetings, but moved quickly from step three to recommendation of adoption in this body at step 5-8. This is speed that we should commend and seek to see more often. Are there any comments, please? Argentina, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Argentina tiene preocupaciones respecto al tratamiento tan acelerado que se le ha dado a este documento de preámbulo. Una vez no pasó como correspondía por los gobiernos y bien fue luego tratado en el comité. Creemos que hay cosas que todavía están confusas en el documento. Hay partes del texto en que no queda claro si es para aplicación por parte de los gobiernos o por parte del Códex en su trabajo. Por consiguiente, las menciones a documentos de análisis de riesgo del Códex tampoco quedan claras. Atento a ello, sugeriríamos que no sea aprobado en el trámite 8 y que sí sea aprobado en el trámite 5 para que los gobiernos tengan la posibilidad de volver a evaluarlos, y quisiéramos que consten actas que Argentina pediría que este preámbulo se analice conjuntamente con los documentos de análisis de riesgo que deberá revisar el Comité de Principios Generales a partir del próximo año. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Brazil, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Bueno, Brasil ha participado de este grupo de trabajo, donde tuvimos discusiones interesantes, pero a mí me parece muy acertada la posición de Argentina, así que a nosotros nos parece más apropiado que se quede en el paso 5. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Brazil. Are there any comments? Any other comments on this document? Thank you. I would like to recognize the Netherlands, which holds the chair, which hosts this committee. Netherlands, please.
Yes, thank you. Well, actually, I'm intervening as chairman of the Committee for Contaminants. A bit surprised about the comments. As Brazil said, they were also participating, and we had a good discussion, actually. It was very fruitful, and we managed to speed this up without any problem during the session. So somewhat surprised about the situation, because this was not at all what we experienced during the session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Netherlands. I would call to the attention of delegates that when matters come up that speak to issues discussed at committees, I will often refer to a country that hosts the committee and ask the chair of that committee to give us some additional insight and discussion or picture of what actually happened at the meeting and the discussions that took place at that session. Thank you very much for your comments, sir. Are there any other comments? Mexico, please.
Gracias, señora presidente. Nada más para apoyar la posición de Argentina de que el documento sea retenido en 6 para mayores comentarios de los gobiernos.
As further, thank you very much, Mexico, and to provide some further information for the Commission delegates, I'd ask the Secretariat to read from the report of the Executive Committee.
Good morning to everybody. I just want to clarify that the work done on the preamble to this particular standard was in the context of the fact that the standard is intended for governments, and therefore all the provisions intended within the application in the framework of Codex was actually deleted from the preamble, so that it was specifically giving guidance to member governments, and that is what standards in the Codex Alimentarius is all about, Madam Chair. Also, regarding the documents describing the risk analysis principles and policies applied by the Contaminants Committee in Foods were included in the procedural manual and would be reviewed by the Committee on General Principles as part of its overall review of the risk analysis policies, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretariat. Your point does bring to mind the fact that at least some of the points raised by commentators should be answered by the fact that when the general principles takes up its overall review, that at that time these principles will be looked at across the commission for consistency among themselves. Japan, please.
And thank you for the Codex Secretariat for explaining the nature of this proposal. And I agree with the chair of the CCCF that at that time we have really discussed the issues. And for this point, I don't think we agreed unanimously. So I think it should be adopted at 5 and 8. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Japan. I see no more flags. I would suggest then that given the explanation of the chair, the determination of the executive committee, the further explication by the secretariat, and the observation that it would appear that at least some of the objections raised by the commentators have been answered, that the committee adopt, the commission adopt this proposed draft revision to the preamble of the GSCTF. I see no flags. We will adopt this. Thank you very much. Let's next move to the draft code of practice for the reduction of acrylamide in foods, also a product of the Committee on Contaminants. Are there comments, please? I see no flags. I believe there is one editorial amendment we would like to draw your attention to, and it has to do with a reference in this document to a website that is now dead. This happens to websites. They change a great deal, and it's because of that reason that at least with current technology, the Secretariat encourages committees not to include websites in their text because they change so rapidly. Perhaps with better technology, we'll be able to keep track of that more rapidly, but we would make a change in this document to replace the dead link with a live link, and we will make that editorial change. Thank you very much. We will adopt this draft code of practice at step 8. Next, let's look at the draft code of practice for the reduction of contamination of food with polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, also a product of the Contaminants Committee. Are there comments, please? I see no comments. Very good. We will move ahead, adopting that standard. At step 8, proposed draft code of practice for the prevention and reduction of okra toxin A in coffee, also a product of this productive committee. Comments, please. I see no flags. The commission then adopts this proposed draft code at step 5-8. Next, we move to the Codex Committee on Food Additives. First item is the draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the General Standard for Food Additives, GSFA. Are there comments, please? European community, please.
The European community has safety concerns as regards certain colors, in particular etrosine, which is reference number 127. Because of its very low admissible daily intake and the intention to approve this food additive in a large number of foodstuffs and beverages widely consumed by children, the European community is therefore strongly opposed to the proposed uses and use levels of eritrosine, and is of the opinion that a refined exposure assessment by JECFA is needed before endorsing any of them. And I would add that these concerns are reflected in our reservation in the CCFA and in our written comments. Thank you.
Thank you, representative from the EC. Are there any comments? Any other comments? Oh, Norway, I'm sorry. Norway, please.
Not support the proposal for use and use levels of erythrosine. Erythrosine is an additive with a low IDE, and several of the proposed uses of this additive is as an additive in foodstuffs easily consumed in high quantities and in foods regularly consumed by children. This can easily result in exceeded IDEI. On this background, Norway, as I said, will not support the proposal for use and use levels of erythrosine. However, we will support what was said by the European Commission that a refined exposure assessment is needed from JECFA. Thank you, Chair.
China, please.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm speaking on behalf of the host country of CCFA. The EC and a number of European delegations expressed the concern on erythrosine. And as the chair of CCFA, I propose to return these erythrosine provisions to the CCFA, and we will discuss this issue in the next CCFA session and also in the context of a exposure assessment by JECFA on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, China, speaking on behalf of the host country and the chair of the committee. Argentina, please.
La presidenta, Argentina apoya lo señalado por la Unión Europea y deseamos señalar que además nos preocupa el uso de la eritrosina en carnes. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. United Republic of Tanzania, please.
Tanzania would like to support the position of the chair and the European Union on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you. I take the comment from Switzerland and Jordan next then.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Very briefly, Switzerland expressed her reservation during the discussions which took place at the CCFA, and we therefore fully support the intervention which has been made by the European community, and we also concur with the explanations or reasoning given by the delegations which have spoken, the EC, Norway, and also Argentina. And we welcome the proposal made by the chair of the CCFA to return the provisions on erythrosin back to the CCFA and also to review them within the context of an exposure assessment by JECFA. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Switzerland, Jordan, please, and let's quickly wrap this up, as there seems to be at least a agreement developing in the hall. I will also ask the JECFA Secretariat to just comment briefly on the feasibility of this proposal, and then we will conclude. Jordan, please.
شكراً سيدة الرئيس. في البداية هناك يعني الأردن يؤيد موقف الاتحاد الأوروبي من ناحية دراسة تحليل المخاطر بالنسبة للإريثروسين، لكن أيضا في هناك استفسار سبق وأنه هيئة الدستور الغذائي أقرت الإريثروسين كمادة ملونة وعند حدود 0.1 ميلي جرام بير كيلو جرام. هل الاستخدامات السابقة كانت خاطئة أم ماذا؟ شكرا سيدة الرئيس.
Thank you, Jordan. I've now asked the JECFA Secretariat to comment on the feasibility of conducting such a review. Perhaps that answer can be given. And then I would propose that we accept the recommendations that we have heard and then quickly move on. First, we'll hear from the JECFA Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. JECFA has previously performed an exposure assessment based on the proposed maximum use levels as well as actual use levels. So the question here would then be to update that exposure assessment, and it is important that actual use level data are provided by member states in order to be able to perform a useful and realistic exposure assessment. I would also like to note that JECFA already at its last evaluation, its last exposure assessment, noted that erythrosin is also used in pharmaceutical drugs that may contribute significant to the oral exposure. So these data have to be also taken into account, and I suggest that this will be discussed at the upcoming CCFA then, with a specific request to member states to provide the relevant information. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that comment from the JECFA Secretariat. I will propose then that the Commission adopt the draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the GSFA with the exception of erythrosin, which will be returned to the committee for its consideration as described by the chair of the committee and requested by a number of other delegations. Can the Commission agree with this summary? I see no flags. Thank you very much. Let's move next to the proposed draft amendments to the International Numbering System for Food Additives, also a product of the Food Additives Committee. I note the Executive Committee recommended adoption of this item. Comments, please. I see no flags. The draft amendments are adopted. Next item, also from the Food Additives Committee, specifications for the identity and purity of food additives arising from the 70th JECFA meeting. The Executive Committee has recommended adoption of this item also. Are there comments? I see no flags. We will adopt this item at step 5-8. We move next to the Committee on Food Hygiene. And begging your indulgence, I will not read out the entire title of this next item, but suffice it to say, it concerns two annexes, two draft annexes regarding microbiological criteria and microbiological environmental testing and monitoring for Listeria monocytogenes with respect to ready-to-eat foods. The Executive Committee has recommended that you consider this strongly for adoption. Are there any comments? Please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thailand fully supports the adoption of this standard. However, we would like to suggest one editorial change in Alinom 09/32/13 Appendix 2, Section 1, Section 3.1, to make this standard clearer. Our suggestion in Section 3.1, first paragraph, last sentence that start with, for example, and then including three bullets on pH, water activity, and a combination of factors, and continue the sentence with the phrase, and by freezing. We are of the view that this last phrase may make reader misunderstand that freezing is connected to the third bullet on a combination of factors, which is not true. In this connection, Thailand would like to propose an editorial amendment to the last part of the sentence. The proposal is by making this sentence into two sentences, by putting the full stop at the end of the third bullet and then continue with the second sentence that read, such growth can also be controlled by freezing, and continue the parenthesis as it is. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Thailand. That change appears to be a useful editorial change. I've consulted with the Secretariat, and it looks as though the chairperson of the committee is nodding his assent. So it would seem that we could accept that change and clarification. Thank you very much, Thailand. Are there any other comments on this, these two draft annexes? I see no flags. There is, I believe, one other proposed technical correction from the ICMSF, which I believe it's an update of a reference, but I would ask the Secretary to explain just very briefly, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. It's not about the reference, it's just make very minor editorial amendments by deleting one word and substituting it with another and adding one new word in order to better understand technical meaning of a footnote. And I can read this if you allow me to do. Footnote number 8 in the same appendix should read 0.5 log is 2 times the estimated standard deviation, i.e. 0.25 log associated, and then we delete the and substitute with word with, associated with experimental enumeration, and we add new word using viable counting plate counts. I think it makes this footnote very much more understandable and correct.
Thank you very much. Dr. Muskel-Yunus, are there any other comments? I see no flags, therefore we will adopt both of these proposed draft annexes. We will break for lunch at 1, but we have, by my watch, 5 minutes, so let's get as much accomplished as we can in that time. The next item before us is also from the Committee on Food Hygiene, concerns microbiological criteria for powdered follow-up formulae. This is an annex to the Code of Hygienic Practice for powdered formulae for infants and children that was previously adopted by this commission. Are there any comments on this item? I see no flags. Thank you very much. I note that there was an editorial amendment proposed again by ICMSF, which it seems that we could accept. So we will adopt this annex to the code. And I thank you very much. Let's move next to Codex Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification Systems, CCFIX, Proposed Draft Generic Model Official Certificate, an annex to guidelines on design, production, issuance, and use of generic official certificates. Are there any comments on this proposal? Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Mi intervención es con el propósito de facilitar la lectura o de aclarar la lectura del ámbito de anexo de este modelo genérico certificado, donde se establece que en el ámbito de anexo se establece que si bien el certificado puede incluir múltiples productos, debe asegurarse que esto pueda ser en el tanto se salvaguarde la integridad de cada producto. Por lo que la propuesta de aclaración o de adición, contraria, sería que el presente modelo de certificado podría abarcar productos múltiples en un mismo certificado, en el tanto se salvaguarde la integridad de cada producto. Esto pues sería con el propósito de que todos los productos pues tengan una validez dentro del certificado de igual forma. Luego, quería hacer una intervención en los aspectos generales, porque también se establece que el importador tiene la responsabilidad de informar a la autoridad competente del país importador acerca de cualquier modificación posterior a la expedición del certificado relativo al consignatario, punto de entrada o pormenores del transporte. Sería conveniente incluir aquí sin modificar la cantidad que soporta el certificado. Dicha modificación no daría lugar a la expedición de un certificado sustitutivo. Estos son los dos puntos que quería mencionar. Disculpas, solicitando las disculpas del caso, debido a que no pudimos participar en la reunión del CICIFIX anterior. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Costa Rica. Understand that you did not participate. I don't believe you submitted written comments, however. I would ask the chair, the host country, and the chair of this committee, I believe is present, to comment, and I would hope to finish discussion of this item before we break at 1. Australia, please.
You can hear me there? Yeah, that's good. We had a long and detailed discussion around both those issues that were raised by Costa Rica. The concern in building this sort of certificate, the first is, of course, that it's a certificate that will be attached to the present document, the parent document, in the CCFIX guidelines, CAC GL 38-2001. So this certificate, as best we could design it, needed to have a consistency with that document. Equally, we were seeking to have as simpler a form to the certificate as possible. So there were always suggested changes from the floor, but after a number of rounds of discussion on those items, simplicity prevailed. In regard to the two points raised, particularly, the certificates do allow for multiple products to be provided on a certificate. That was a common sense approach, and that's facilitated for in the current document. The second point around the consignee or the importer. Yes, again, the certificate was amended to be simplified. Not all information is known at the time of certification, and there will be changes with the destination of product from time to time, and those changes of port of entry and so forth were a requirement of the consignee to make those declarations to the import authorities, and thereby facilitate entry of that product without the need to change certificates. So that concept was also addressed for in this guideline. I'm not sure, from what we've what I've heard to this point, that they are lacking in terms of the concerns raised. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Australia. I see no other flags. The explanation then having been given by the chair of the committee that the items raised by Costa Rica had indeed been thoroughly discussed and resolved, I suggest that this commission adopt this the proposed draft generic model official certificate. Thank you very much. We are now almost precisely at 1. We will break now for 2 hours for luncheon, and I think the secretary wants to give you one last comment, so please, before you dash away, wait to hear from him.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Just to inform you that there are 2 side events that are taking place over this lunch hour. We have, from 1:30 to 2:30, an informal meeting of the newly appointed coordinators in the Canada room, and we have from 1:15 to 2:45 in the Lebanon room an informal meeting on the provision of scientific advice and its sustainable funding, the Global Initiative for Food-Related Scientific Advice, GIFSA. And that invitation goes to all Codex members and observers. from 1:15 to 2:45 in the Lebanon room. Thank you very much.